Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
How you gonna ask what we talking about right when I press the record button, JoJo? I'll tell you what we gonna talk about. I have a topic every... Shut the fuck up, phone. Shit, I'm trying to talk to people. I have a topic every time I hop on the show. I'm bullshitting. I make up shit as I go.
I was just about to say...
Make up shit as I go along with it. Hi, everyone. This is your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, and I'm here with a standing little girl here.
JoJo.
I don't have a chair for you, so...
I guess I'm standing today.
Yeah, you stay. You could use it anyway.
You steal my stool.
That's why. Oh, well, your stool. I ain't steal shit. Whatever.
You better, that's my stool.
Whatever. Anyway, I have something to talk about. Because you know why? And the reason why I called you to do this recording now, whatever. Well, first off, because I won't be here for a while. Don't be giving me that look. Yeah, neither one of us. So we both be occupied, to say the least. But you have showed me something that sent a little shiver down my little black heart.
What did I show you?
Why are you talking so low to me?
What did I show you?
You standing now, so you need to talk up or whatever to me because...
Okay, well, what did I show you? That's my favorite.
You know I wrote that song, right?
No, you didn't.
That thieving bitch, Celine Dion or whatever. She stole that shit from me. I wrote that shit for her.
You don't even know the words to it.
I fucking do. Here we are, like a diamond in the stars, and want to make love.
Not the words.
Oh, shit, your fucking hand, that hurt, goddammit, shit.
You, not the words.
Your big-ass man hands, shit.
Not the words.
That is the fucking words.
That's
or whatever.
Not the words.
Yes, it is. I wrote this shit. The bitch changed them and shit. Okay. She made it appropriate for the movie. I had it laid out, whatever. Does Celine Dion, is she still with us?
Yes.
I'ma sue her ass then.
She gonna hear this and she gonna sue your ass.
Edit that out, dude. This is a parody podcast, JoJo. This is not a Hey everybody, welcome to The Last Drop. This is Seltzer Month here on The Last Drop, whatever. And JoJo over here ruining my damn fun. First of all, I told you she stole that from. Don't frown your little eyebrows evil at me or whatever and shit. I'm mad now because I should have been rich and famous from the...
You didn't write it.
It's 25 years of Titanic.
You mean to tell me...
Oh, here we go. Now you're about to use
you
math.
You was in elementary school and you wrote that song.
Yeah, I was. And you know what? I wrote it in cursive, too.
I wasn't even born yet and you wrote that song.
Damn straight. That's how much of a genius I was. Did you know that I was about to get skipped up a grade when I was in second grade? And then your, bless her heart, I almost said, your mother.
Our mother?
Yeah, whatever. Decided, no, I don't want him to miss out on his school opportunities or whatever.
Good.
get your damn hand off me. I was like, what makes you think I want to stay here longer? I want to get out of this motherfucker. And you know why? You know why they were going to skip me up a grade? I wrote that song in cursive.
That is, no. That's
exactly what happened. Whatever. I wrote that song in cursive, and the teacher read it, and she sung it, and she said, I can't do it right. You do it for me, or whatever. And I sung it, and then they said it was the most beautiful thing they've ever heard in all the streets of Compton.
No, that's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened or whatever. So, yes, it is the 25-year anniversary of Titanic.
The same age as me. Titanic came out the same year I was born.
Same age as me.
As me.
It's me, too. And we have a year in tradition, or an anniversary in tradition or whatever, to go see the goddamn movie every time it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And JoJo just be crying and rubbing herself or whatever and shit.
I do not be crying. What the fuck are you talking about?
You be in there crying. I'd be like, you need tissue. Oh, and then like when he I want to draw you naked, I'd be sitting there going like, yeah.
And then you like the part, you be getting chills when the part shows in the foggy car.
Ooh!
And the handprint on the window.
Ooh, he fucked that girl hard or whatever shit. Leo gave her that little 17-year-old dick of his or whatever, how old he was in that. He fucked her world. And you know what he did too? That boy used Manscaped. That boy used Manscaped, and it was perfectly trimmed down there. He shaved
his... Manscaped wasn't even around then.
Yes, it was. It had to have been or whatever and stuff. You think he was fucking with bushes?
He took a weed whacker.
Ugh. that's dangerous or whatever. But you know what? I guess, his shit probably was small back then because they didn't have sizes back then or whatever. You know black people built that boat, right? The Titanic. You knew that. Yeah, yeah.
Who else was gonna build it?
Ah, shit. What the fuck that supposed to mean? Hold on. What the fuck that supposed to mean? Hold on. they built that boat, and you know, they tried to warn them people. They was just like, boss, you might want to put... Shut up. You shut up, Blackie. You are not allowed to come anyway. And they was just like, bro, you might just want to... You can't take you anyway. You heavy black bones. You just, it's too heavy or whatever. We can't take you on there. And then they were just like, well, all right then now, man. Y'all come back now. You hear whatever?
How much more different do you think that movie would have been if there were black people on the boat?
Oh, it would have been a riot on that boat then. Because it'd yeah. be like, they'd be like, what the hell you mean only women and kids on this? I'm not gonna lie. I would have pulled a Billy, what the fuck was his name? Billy Zane or whatever and shit.
Oh, I know what you
mean. I'd have grabbed a child. I'd have stole it from a mother. I would have been like, I'm with child.
He said, I have a child.
I have a child too, whatever shit. There's two ways I would have got off that boat. Either I have a child or I would have just been like that old couple that just laid on that bed and just said, fuck it, you know.
We're gonna die anyways.
I'm not gonna lie. I would have raided that whiskey cabinet though. I'd have robbed they ass blind or whatever. That's actually.
So what if you would have been the captain? Because you know, like whenever you're like a pilot.
Oh, I'd have been the first one off the boat.
You're supposed to stay. You're supposed to go with your. You're supposed to go with your boat.
I ain't staying with that boat.
Fuck that boat.
Fuck that boat. I ain't staying with that boat. Shit, that boat went down. You crazy?
You know how bad that would sound if everybody died and you were the only one that made it out. Titanic sunk. Everybody on Titanic died except for Captain.
And I'm smiling.
That would be terrible.
No, it wouldn't, because...
Yes, it would!
You get your little magnifying glass, and you see me rowing by myself, like, just like, hey, y'all, I hope y'all make it off. We got extra
You wouldn't have made it. You want to know why?
What the hell that pose
you
made?
You want to know why you wouldn't have made it?
I'd have made it.
Too fucking cold.
Oh, you're right.
It's just cold out here. You would have went back in the boat.
I would have been like homeboy, you know, standing by the fire pit. I'd have been chilling right there going like, you know what? Fuck it. I might as well just drown to death or whatever, you know.
You wouldn't have went out there?
I would have been. I'm telling you, I would have raided the liquor cabinet.
You would have been like, ooh, you do what you do in the morning. As soon as you touch there, ooh, it's cold out here.
Oh, shit. Uh-uh. Turn that damn heater on. It's cold or whatever. Or like when I go outside the door, ooh, kind of unlike our mother or whatever, said, got a little kick to it. I said, ooh, got a little chill to it. Yeah. But what would I have done? I'd have got the fuck off that boat. That's what I would have done. Shit, I'd have been the first one on the motherfucker. I'd have been like, okay, women only on this boat.
Plus you?
Yeah, I'm the captain.
No. No.
I would have been like, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
No. You'd be a terrible captain.
How much different would it? You know what? I want to see Titanic remade with Bloods and Crips. Hey, get that little boat down.
Why would you put a... You know how they make, like, parodies in movies? Like, how they have, like, Leprechaun in the hood? You want to see Titanic in the...
That ain't no parody. That's an actual movie.
Well, you know what I mean.
You mean, like, Scary Movie or something like that. Yeah.
No, not real. Not, like, scary. Like, you know how they make, like, those little low-budget movies and stuff? Oh, yeah, and they all be based in the hood?
I guess every Leprechaun... Yeah, they always... I think Jason went to the hood
So Titanic in the hood. It's going to be in the... It's going to be in the little canal.
I don't think brothers would have gotten that boat then. It'd been like, well, you saw when last time Jermell was on a boat.
It's going to be homeless people on the boat.
Hold on this boat, man. Anyway, people, today, this ain't really a seltzer, kind of. It's more of a cocktail, but it has carbonation, so therefore it kind of runs in the seltzer range here. Mm-hmm. And JoJo over here has been excited to try this one.
I have.
The reason why JoJo's back is because she loves seltzers.
No, and that's not why I'm back.
I'm traveling out of town, and I gotta do this show super early than usual because, I'm out of town, and JoJo's gonna be busy, and I just don't have time to coordinate. I'm not gonna lie, I got babies to kiss and hands to shake and shit like that or whatever. So we doing this right here. Go ahead, open your can. Let the crowd hear that, Janae. Open your can. Look, it fizzled. Look at that. You hear that? I shook that one up, that's why. I was hoping it would have squirted all up in your face or whatever.
It does smell like Sprite, not like the McDonald's Sprite, because you know McDonald's Sprite be super, super strong. It smells like...
What the hell they putting in that Sprite there?
I don't know, the McDonald's Sprite is real strong, real strong. You take a sip out of it and it make your eyes start to water. That's how strong it is.
That clown is putting cocaine in that Sprite. That's why that clown like... They want their goddamn six-piece? Here.
I'm not gonna lie, this might be the best-smelling one, though. To me.
Maybe the cranberry. Mine's still already a little flat, but mine been over for a while.
I like how this one smells.
So, this is Jameson Lemonade. So, basically, it's a Irish whiskey with a natural lemon flavor and carbonation. It's got 5% alcohol, so... Wait, is this the lowest alcohol we've had so far? Because the last one was 5-point-something or whatever.
The first one was exactly, was it 4 or 5?
I know the surge was over 8.
Oh.
That was the highest one. This might
the
be
the last one was, I think the last one was, the last one was like 4 or 5.
I thought it was 5.25 or something like that, whatever. Well, this one's a straight 5%, and there's like nothing on here. There's a government warning sign, that's about it. It's a product of Canada. Oh, that makes perfect fucking sense then. Imported by Jameson Import Co. New York, and it just says enjoy responsibly. I love when they put this on these little-ass things. How the hell can I enjoy this responsibly?
This is the only can, too, that doesn't, like, list the ingredients on the side.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing on here. I guess it's just literally Jameson and lemonade.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you remember what your mama said about Jameson.
You should have had her try this.
Ooh, this is a good whiskey. What is this?
That's not what she said. She said, damn, that's a good cocktail. What is this? And you said...
That's regular ass Jameson.
It's just Jameson.
Remember what she said before that? I don't like whiskey all that much.
That's exactly what she said. And then she had that and she said, ooh, this is a good cocktail. What is this? It's so smooth.
I gave her a Jameson Black Barrel and just said, there's some regular ass Jameson in.
I'm excited about this one.
Look, the only thing I get on the nose is just...
Lemon.
Yeah, it's just lemon and Sprite. That's it. So, yeah, cheers. That don't make no damn noise at all.
If this was cold, I'm not gonna lie, it might be good.
Actually, you know what?
This does not taste bad.
Actually, it's not that bad. You know, I was thinking of getting a glass with some ice. Uh-oh. ESPN.
I actually might finish this can. This can might not be going down the drain.
You know what? I think when we get done recording this podcast, I might go get a glass and pour,
This is good.
This is... I don't taste the whiskey.
I don't either, but...
I taste the lemonade, and I taste that carbonation. You know what? I will say, too, because usually we have been drinking these out of the glass. This is the first one I've sipped out of the can that don't taste like aluminum. You know that little...
I like this one.
That little bitter aftertaste or whatever. Mm-hmm.
There's no aftertaste.
Yeah, no bitter aftertaste. It literally tastes like a soda.
I like this one. Out of the three we've tried...
You know, actually, what it reminds me of? A ginger ale. It's like a ginger ale with lemonade flavor or something like that.
It reminds me of the, yeah, there's actually a ginger or a Canada Dry or something, I think, with lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Canada Dry got like all those flavors. Yeah. Now. I like this. This is pretty good. Too. I don't know.
I don't got nothing bad to say about this one.
The only bad, I mean, I don't even know if this is bad because, I mean, it's called lemonade. It was, I mean, other than that, I don't really taste anything. How much? Oh, I only paid for a 4-pack. I think it's a 4. No, wait. What's that it's box of?
Yeah, it's a 4-pack, I think.
That's a 6-pack?
It's 4.
4? Yeah. I bought this at Ralph's. Yeah. Same Ralph's that I've been getting them all at. How much do you think I bought this for?
Oh, like $8 or something?
Nope.
6?
$5.99.
Yeah. These are good.
That's actually a reasonable price, right?
Yeah.
So $5.99. I bought this at $5.99 at Ralph's with a Ralph card or whatever. So
I like that.
You don't taste any of the alcohol. The 5% is just low as hell. I've been sipping a lot, as you can see, and it's not even building up neither. So,
That's really good. Like I would. This one is the first one I'd go somewhere and order this if they had it.
You know. So I agree with you. But the thing is, this is not really a seltzer. It's more of a cocktail.
That's probably why we like it.
Yeah. So this is basically what this is more of a cocktail in a can, more so than a seltzer.
It does have the carbonation, though, but it doesn't have that aftertaste.
No, and the carbonation actually lasts in here.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this can is a good representation, though. It has the lemon and it's bursting into the spurs. That's the same thing. Every time you sip it, it kind of bursts with the flavor of the lemonade, or the lemon, if you will.
This is really good. I like this.
Not mind-blowingly good.
It's not mind-blowing good, but remember I said I was excited for this one?
Yeah.
Because I felt like this one was going to be good. It sounded good.
I just thought it was a horrible combination. I was like, Irish whiskey Jameson with lemonade?
But you can't taste the
whiskey. Yeah, but you don't taste any of the, like, the whiskey is
I mean, you can taste it, like, very, very little, but...
Yeah, there's like a hint of it on the back end or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I noticed, like, I was like, what is that lingering? I was like, oh, that's the alcohol. But, like, it's like, so faint that it doesn't, like, even affect it.
And I think this is the only one that we've had so far that would actually probably be good over ice.
I agree with that, too. Because the carbonation lasts. Yeah. You know what? You probably never had one of these. It reminds me of a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I have had a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Oh. Those used to be some of my favorite drinks when I first started drinking.
You know those Smirnoff drinks or whatever and the Mike's Hard Lemonade? That's what this reminds me of.
It does kind of taste like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
You know what? I might even say it's better than the Mike's Hard Lemonade because Mike's Hard Lemonade and those Smirnoffs are sugary as fuck.
This one is good.
This one is not
that sugary. It's not like super sugary.
No. You know what? I think on an afternoon... If you're watching the game or something like that, I could see myself drinking this. Especially if you don't want to, like, drink something hard or whatever and stuff. If you got work the next day or whatever. I actually can see myself. I'm getting more positive the more I think about it, though.
This is really good. I'd actually, like, if I went to the store, I'd buy these.
$5.99 for a pack of 4.
These are good.
Pricing is good. The taste is fine. So, cocktails in a can.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, store-wise, buying from the store, like a regular grocery store, this might be one of the best alcoholic drinks I've had from, like, a grocery store.
Okay. Well, you can see how much I've drank just by holding my can. I'm putting a dent in that thing, so. and this is a nice size can. It's a 355 milliliter or whatever, but it's a good proportion right there. you know what? I'm gonna drop my rating on this. I'm going to drop my rating for this. What do you think I'm going to give this?
I don't know.
What do you think I'm going to give it? You think I'm going to drop a last drop on this? You think it's that good?
No, I don't think you're going to give it. You're not going to give it, no. It's not that good.
You think I'm going to give a 1 then on it? That's pretty bad.
It's going to be higher than that.
Okay, well.
I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. It's in the middle of fuck it and giving it the last drop.
Okay, well, you're correct, because I'm giving it a 2.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm giving it a 2. I was going to go 2.5, because I think the pricing is right, whatever.
I'd say a 2.5.
$6. You ain't going to miss that. Like, I actually, that's half of what I paid for the other two drinks.
I'd order this too. This is like that type of drink, like, you know, if you go to like an amusement park or something.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'd order this.
Okay. You know what? That's actually a good point. I think if you're on an outing and alcohol is not really allowed or whatever and stuff, I think if you sip these and you, like you said, you walk in Disneyland or whatever, you wouldn't get buzzed, you wouldn't get messed up, whatever, but you would enjoy the drink. And plus, if it's fucking hot outside, you'd be like, this is actually really...
It's good, yeah.
I actually bet this would be refreshing if I would have cooled these first.
This is like a good summer drink.
When
you're outside, yeah.
I bet this would make a good slush, too.
It probably would.
You know what? I'll bump it up to a 2.5.
Yeah, see, I'm giving it to. There's nothing, like, I can't really say anything bad about it.
No, I don't have anything bad, really, to say. I mean, it is exactly what it is. Jameson lemonade. There's nothing unique or special about it. It's not mind-blowingly good, but it's delicious. It does what it needs to do. I think it gets the job done. You know what? Yeah, I'll drop a 2.5. I'm happily throwing a 2.5. I spent $6 on the two seltzer drinks we've had.
They were terrible.
And they were fucking god awful. And I only got two of those for $6. I got a 4-pack of these for $6.
This is the first seltzer. Well, it's not really a seltzer, but first drink of the month that we are not pouring down the drain.
Yeah, I'm about to finish this. I'm actually about to go get a glass and put some ice on it. This is a good little lounge drink, too.
It is. This is a good drink. Like, you know how usually on like football Sundays people drink beer?
Yeah.
I could drink this on a football
Sunday. Yeah, because I got to work next day.
I could for sure drink this on a football Sunday.
Yeah, especially if your team losing, you don't want to like get too fucked up, whatever, because you might start throwing shit or whatever, like Brady. You might start throwing fucking
tablets.
I wonder how many tablets that team goes through. Actually, it's the same tablet.
Didn't you think he threw one after last week?
Where do you think he's going after last week?
Honestly?
Yeah, don't say the Raiders.
I don't think he's going to the Raiders.
That's what everybody else is speculating.
I don't think so. I will tell you this. If Aaron Rodgers stays, I can see Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Jets.
Jesus fucking
Christ. I can see that happening.
If Aaron Rodgers stays... That's a big if, first of all, because Aaron Rodgers ain't going nowhere. He going to take that $50
million. You never know.
He wants that fucking money. Remember what he told you? He said, I don't really care about the money. Motherfucker, you lying your ass off. You care about that money. Where's Brady going to go?
Do you think
he might go to Miami.
Do you think? I know, I was thinking that.
He might go to the Dolphins. He want to go there before he went to the Bucs too? Yeah, he might go to Miami and Tua.
Do you think that even though the Broncos signed Russell Wilson to long, do you think they're going to bench him?
And go with Aaron Rodgers? Because that's who they wanted to go with was Aaron Rodgers.
Russell Wilson didn't play too good.
The Broncos had got Aaron Rodgers. What was it? The offensive line coach? Or was it the...
I don't remember.
There's somebody on the... I don't think the coaching team that worked with Aaron Rodgers. And they thought that... The reason why they signed him was because they thought he was going to bring Aaron Rodgers with him. And he was like, I can't make that happen. I got to tell you, I don't know if the Broncos can afford to get another quarterback and have him flop the way.
Because didn't Russell Wilson sign, is it a 3-year deal or a 5-year deal?
I think it was a 5-year deal, if I'm not mistaken. The problem,
I feel like he's so irrelevant.
Russell Wilson is like Russell Westbrook.
He's so irrelevant now. He should have just stayed with the Seahawks.
They didn't like him.
I know.
He got a fucking attitude problem.
That was not a good trade.
He got a fucking attitude problem. He can't take responsibility for his actions or whatever. So they're like, yeah, get the hell up out of here. You know what? This is a good conversational piece, too. I gotta be honest with you.
Do you think that after seeing the Raiders'
second Raiders string, might be really interested in
but Brady, after man. Seeing their second string quarterback play, and he was actually decent. Do you think they'll just make him QB1?
Shit, that's the same thing with the 49ers. You think if Brock Purdy takes us to a Super Bowl, Trey Lance got a job anymore?
Okay, so let me ask you this about the 49ers. Do you think that they'll keep Brock Purdy as QB1 with Trey Lance as the backup and get rid of Jimmy G?
I'll tell you this. If it was me, I would just say...
I would get rid of Trey Lance.
I was just about to say, I know we put our future in him, but... It is what it is at this point. We just got to take the L on it. I mean, if they get eliminated this Sunday by the Cowboys, or even whoever they play in the next game, whatever, I think they're not going to even really... They may have conversations, but I think they'll still keep Trey Lance as QB1. But if Brock Purdy goes to the Super Bowl, that's when they might start having those internal conversations about, like, Trey, you know, we got to go with this kid, man. He's younger. He's kind of fast.
I think if they keep Brock as QB1 and have Trey Lance as backup, I could see Jimmy G going to the Seattle? Raiders or going to Miami.
I was thinking he would go to Raiders or Carolina.
See, okay, so then here's the thing.
But I don't think he would like Carolina, though. But Miami, I actually like that.
If they keep Brock Purdy and have Jimmy G as backup. I would keep
Jimmy G as backup for me, honestly.
I could see Trey Lance going to Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's probably the only place that's going to take him, because Miami and Raiders ain't going to take him. But like, we never seen him do
that. I mean, I could kind of see him going to the Saints.
I could see that, too. Oh, Brady could... They got a nice offensive line over for Brady to work with or whatever. And plus, he might want to join the team that always whoops his ass. So he ain't got to worry about them no more.
You never know.
I will say this about Purdy. He plays like Jimmy G, but smarter.
But you got to think about it, too, though. You guys haven't faced a top five defense yet.
Mm-mm.
So does he really play like that? Or is it just a fluke right now?
Well, I've seen him play, because what I learned about him compared to Jimmy G, Jimmy G doesn't fucking adapt. He'll keep doing the same fucking thing when it doesn't work. I've seen Purdy now. When he throws and it flops or whatever, he goes to the running game then right after. He doesn't stick to the same script. Jimmy G will stick to the throwing game like a mother. He'd be like, God damn it, Jimmy G, stop throwing this fucking ball, please. You suck at doing this or whatever. But I will say, Jimmy G is good to have for the regular season as to compare to the playoffs.
I mean, you guys can always go with the two-quarterback thing, like how the Raiders did with Carr and Mariota.
I hear Jimmy G happy being a backup quarterback for...
That's what I said. You guys could go with the two-quarterback thing, like how the Raiders did.
The problem is, they probably just going to look at it and go, like, we put too much... resources into Trey Lance. You just need to cut an L with that. It's just an L.
So where do you think Derek Carr is going to go?
Oh, fuck, man. The world is his oyster. I mean, you know, I didn't realize this many team needed players until I looked at the squad. I was just like, ooh, there's a lot of teams. And so Brady and maybe even Aaron Rodgers, whatever, other teams going to be looking at that going like, we could use that.
My thing is just, are they going to have a job? Because, you know, Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama, is going to be in the draft. Mm-hmm. And I wonder who's going to sign him.
Well, what team needs a young, star, up-and-coming quarterback right now?
The Raiders. Well, I mean, they could go with their backup that they have.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they can go with the backup.
Saints. Carolina.
The Saints really do need a quarterback. But I'm telling you, I could see Brady going there. I think Aaron Rodgers, I could see him going, like, over Carolina or something. Actually, no, I take that back. Not Carolina. I'm sorry. Who did you say earlier? Well, we were talking about Jimmy G. Sorry. I actually, now that you say that, I totally see Jimmy G going to Miami.
Miami? I could see it.
I could totally see it.
He's going to want to stay in like a sunny state.
Well, not only that. Fucking porn star. Like, Jimmy G is somewhat of a playboy. He's going to be like, I like Miami.
See, but the thing with that too, I can also see him going to the Raiders.
Yeah, there's Vegas, yeah. Yep,
I can see that, too.
Fucking James Harden plays for the Raiders somehow, and he played basketball. So okay,
speaking of basketball,
what's your opinion on
the Shannon Sharp, Ja Morant whole situation that happened?
I ain't hear nothing about that.
You didn't hear about it?
No, what happened on that?
So, Shannon Sharp got up and was basically talking shit to the players on the Grizzlies, basically saying,
he at the game?
None of y'all can guard LeBron. And the team was getting pissed. And then I think it was Ja Morant that basically told him, shut the fuck up. Oh. And then Shannon Sharp said back, no, you shut the fuck up. Oh, and so then I think it was like halftime or timeout or something. All the Grizzly players like got up and went towards Shannon Sharp. Oh, and Shannon Sharp was basically like, you don't want none of this. Oh. And then Ja Morant's dad got up and started getting into it with Shannon Sharp.
The fuck?
It was like, it was a big thing. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear about that at all, whatever. I you know what I think it was, who why Ja Morant was pissed, is because I think Sharp told him, bruh, you ain't done nothing. Be quiet and play the game or whatever and stuff like that. Because Ja Morant, I'm not going to lie, He's a good player. He's been talking a fucking lot lately. It's like, dude, you ain't done shit yet, okay? We understand you hot right now and you kind of making this team right now, but where your rings at, bro?
That's exactly what Shannon Sharp said. They didn't want the smoke. They don't want the smoke? That's exactly, this is his whole quote that he said. The whole thing.
Yeah, they do all that talking and jogging, and I ain't about that jogging. It started with Dylan Brooks. I said he was too small to guard LeBron. He is. He said, fuck me. I said, fuck you back. He started to come at me, and I said, you don't want these
problems. That sounds just like Shannon Sharp, right?
And then John came out of nowhere talking. He definitely didn't want these problems. Damn, Shannon, that motherfucker. And Shannon Sharp's a big motherfucker. He's huge. I wouldn't fuck with him. Matter of fact, because he's such in good shape, he looks like he could be.
This is the funny part, though. He said the first person didn't want no problems. Then he said, Ja definitely didn't want these problems. Then the dad came, and he obviously didn't want want no problems.
You know what it was? It was a Friday moment. You want some of this too, huh? No. No.
And then he goes, but I wanted anything they had. Ooh.
I will say this. I would not fuck with Shannon.
I wouldn't either.
Remember, he a country boy. Them country boys be throwing bombs or whatever. Number one. Number two.
I was looking at the picture and I was like, damn, he got some big ass hands.
Yeah. That's a big motherfucker. People, I don't know if you know, Shannon Sharp played tight end. Mm-hmm. He was running fools over. He kind of was like one of the greatest tight ends of all time until, like, you know, Gronk and stuff like that kind of came around, whatever. But, like, that motherfucker is, like, huge. He was running over fools. Remember, right? The Broncos was getting back-to-back championships because of him, Elway, and whatever, and stuff like that. So, I wouldn't want them problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would have just sat my ass back down.
I'd have been like, you know what, Mr. Sharp, you know what, he right. He shouldn't be guarding. Get back in there like on Friday.
Get your eyes back.
Why are you messing with these people over here?
That's exactly what I would have
done. Mr. Sharp, can I get you a hot dog and some nachos or something like that?
They did say that Jaw's dad went back up to him after the game and they, you know, talked it out.
I gotta find this video now. Shit, that's actually fucking hilarious now.
I thought you heard about that.
I ain't hear about that. I ain't gonna lie, I fucking hate the Grizzlies. Like, I think they the most boring fucking team.
I mean, I don't follow them either, but all those sports apps or whatever, I was getting all the notifications.
I didn't even get notifications. I was like, damn. I think John Morant talks too fucking much. And he's like, dude, you ain't done shit or whatever, and you're gonna get eliminated.
Yeah, even Shannon Sharp was just basically saying, like, everybody here on the Grizzlies court right now is too small
to be
guarding LeBron.
Number one, he ain't lying. But number two, fans do that shit all the time.
Yeah, maybe they just felt some type of way because it was coming from Shannon Sharp.
Well, like I told you, Shannon was talking to him that the Grizzlies talk too much. Because they do a lot of talking and they ain't doing nothing. And is he lying?
Nope.
The last time you heard Grizzlies versus anybody.
I mean, really, honestly, though, the only person you hear about on the Grizzlies is Ja Morant.
And how long has that been? A year?
That's really the only person you hear about.
It's only been a year, too. Okay? So, I heard some people already comparing him to Steph Curry and other players. But I was just like, bro, you ain't even touching they fucking... He probably gonna tell me to shut the fuck up now. And I would say, no, you shut the fuck up.
You sure you want to do that? Because compared to you, he kind of big.
He got a lot more to lose than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, take your motherfucking swing.
He got big.
I'll be like that dude in Friday afternoon. Come on, cut me, motherfucker. Cut me right now. I'm going to sue your ass. Come on. Yeah, I'll be sticking my hand. You're like, come on. Cut. Yeah, that's right. And I might just fall and be like, did you get that?
You're going to be like, damn, you sell it Friday. When he's slipping my neck and my back.
I'm going to take a dive or whatever just to fucking get his ass. So, yeah, I would take. Hell yeah, I want them problems. Shit, hell yeah. This can gone now.
Your can is gone.
Yeah, it's done.
I thought you was
going
to put it over ice.
Yeah, that ice gone now. They don't want that ice. They don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke, baby. So, anyway, we're going to get out of here now. We're done. I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
The best one we've had all month.
Yeah, this actually kind of saved the month because, man, it would have been a straight fucking...
It would have been terrible if it would have been bad.
This would have been the first all fucking month.
Yeah.
Yeah, all fucking month.
I'm glad we saved this one for last.
Yeah.
Because imagine if we would have had this one first.
The other two
would have been so disappointed.
Oh, we would have got a more of a fuck it then. They got a double fuck it then. We got a 21-21. Yeah, so we're getting out of here. I'm going to go to bed. Why you look at me like that? Anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know shit. I'm going to try to watch Titanic. As I always say, thank you for listening, everybody. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
And I'm JoJo.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry. Cheers.
Go Cowboys.
Fuck it. Fuck that. Go Niners. Shit.